There was a captain, a ship's captain, who had a parrot, a very clever parrot, as ship's captains often had on their shoulders. And this ship's captain was the commander of a significant cruise ship. And on board the cruise ship was a magician. And the magician used to do his magical tricks. And the ship's parrot would often sit there. The trouble was that the cruises were only about 7, 8, 9, 10 days. And then a new crowd of people would come on board, and then the magician would start his tricks over again. So in time, the parrot got to know the tricks. In time, the magician would be doing his trick and the parrot would blurt out, "He's using another hat, he's using another hat. All the cards are spades, all the cards are spades. There's spare flowers under the table, there's spare flowers." The magician hated the parrot, despised the parrot. And tragically, there was an accident and the ship sank. Not very charitable. But there were two survivors. And floating out at sea on one plank of wood was the magician. And on the other end of the same plank of wood was the parrot. They stared at each other for 3 days without speaking, just stared with their hatred. And then all of a sudden, the parrot threw his rings in the air and said, "Okay, I give up, I give up. What do you do with the ship?" Thanks for that. So, by way of segue into what you've just heard tonight, this is no recording of a magical event, what you have just heard, the resurrection of Jesus. This is resurrection. It's not resuscitation. It's resurrection. And each time we hear, as you've heard me say since last Palm Sunday, last week, you've heard me say there's something comes up new each time. This time for me, what's coming up doesn't require magic either. It's the lines where the girls, the women, say as they approach the tomb, "Who's going to roll away the stone from the tomb because it's so big?" So you think in your life here and now, rolling away the stone of all of the things that make you sad, make you angry, make you depressed, make you lose focus, make you lose your temper, make you lose your sense of humour, make you lose your sense of dignity. All of those things this night are rolled away. Those things that weigh us down are rolled away because he is risen. And in his rising, as you heard so beautifully read in the epistle from the Acts of the Apostles, in his rising, he takes away all of that pain for us. All of our depression, our sadness, our anger, our bitterness, our lack of dignity. That's been taken away and been restored. We symbolise that restoration which comes from his resurrection. We symbolise that in a moment through the living waters of baptism as I baptise Alyssa this evening. And then we welcome her father, Geoffrey, into the Catholic Church. You know, amazing young people. This night, statistically, we're told between 80 and 100,000 people will follow in their footsteps. Between 80 and 100,000 people will become living members of the Catholic Church across the world. That's amazing. Those people believed that the stone that weighed them down has set them free because they know he is risen. How do they know he is risen? Because somewhere along the line, both Geoffrey and Alyssa saw in somebody in this church, somebody in their life, the risen Christ. They experienced his love, his mercy, his compassion, and probably his sense of humour. They didn't need magic. They needed an example to bring them to this sacrament tonight, and somebody provided that for them. Thank God for that.